Now Sophie has a testimony to share.
Okay, so about last summer, I think it was when the group first started and we had Angelina and Tim. So one day Angelina invited me to go out to Oxford, and usually I go with a friend on the summer holidays. So I decided that we'll all go together to Oxford. So we had a great time, and at the end we just went to have a drink, and because Angelina and my friend didn't know each other, so they got to know each other. Now, my friend didn't come from a Christian background, but a religious background, but still wanted to know more about God. So he had the chance to ask more. And I guess the Holy Spirit came over him and he started to cry and he was touched by the Lord.
Just to follow up on that, it was amazing. I had 1 week off, like I was writing my dissertation, but I was good in time as I'm German, really prepared. And I was praying because everyone could do so many things, and I was like, God, we don't have a lot of money, we're students, but I have time, and I have this 1 week, and I just prayed this simple prayer, if you want to do something, use my time. And then I felt like I should go out with Sophie, not with Sally, not with Emily, lost the name, but just with Sophie. And I felt like, this is weird, but anyways, so I invited him, we went to Starbucks, and then she was asking, can I bring a friend? Yeah, sure. Actually, I wanted to go out with you, so it was a bit weird, but then he started to cry, and was really amazing. So it's just like God wanted me, or like us to meet, and me to meet this boy, and we're still in contact, and yeah, it was really amazing. And now we are doing a play, because we love to do plays. Okay, Phil?
Hi, Sally. Have you heard about that party this weekend?
Yeah, are you going?
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. Do you know who's going?
Well, why don't we ask Sophie?
Hi, Sophie. Are you going to that party this weekend?
Well, what are you doing at the party?
Just drinking and smoking.
It's going to be so fun. Are you going to come?
Nah, that's not the kind of thing I like to do at party.
Oh, is it because you're a Christian?
I want to do that kind of stuff.
Is it because you're scared?
No, why would I be scared of that?
Well, just come, it's going to be fun.
Because you're going to church?
Yeah.
Well, make sure you pray for me.
Yeah, have fun there.
Oh, looking forward to have a blaze today. Will be great. Should be enough. I think Emily can't do it today.
Yeah, I think we're all set up. Okay, let's just wait for the guys. Finally, Sunday, a blaze. Hey guys, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, good to see you, chap.
Hey, Isaac.
Hey. Okay, great to see you guys. Let's just pray for the beginning, shall we? Heavenly Father, thanks for this Sunday and this play session with a much bigger group today. Please bless the session and each and every one of us. Amen.
Just a quick one. How is everyone? Good week? Yeah? Cool. So we prepared this, well, not we prepared, we found this clip on the internet and we really wanted to show this to you because we felt like, I know, God wants to talk to you.
What if I told you Jesus came to abolish religion? What if I told you voting Republican really wasn't his mission? What if I told you Republican doesn't automatically mean Christian, and just because you call some people blind doesn't automatically give you vision? I mean, if religion is so great, why has it started so many wars? Why does it build huge churches but fails to feed the poor? Tell single moms God doesn't love them if they've ever had a divorce, but in the Old Testament, God actually calls religious people whores. Religion might preach grace, but another thing they practice, tend to ridicule God's people. They did it to John the Baptist. They can't fix their problems, and so they just mask it, not realizing religion's like spraying perfume on a casket. See, the problem with religion is it never gets to the core. It's just behavior modification, like a long list of chores. Like, let's dress up the outside, make it look nice and neat. But it's funny, that's what they used to do to mummies while the corpse rots underneath. Now I ain't judging, I'm just saying, quit putting on a fake look. Because there's a problem if people only know that you're a Christian by your Facebook. I mean, in every other aspect of life, you know that logic's unworthy. It's like saying you play for the Lakers just because you bought a jersey. See, this was me too. but no one seemed to be on to me, acting like a church kid while addicted to pornography. See, on Sunday I'd go to church, but Saturday getting faded, acting if I was simply created to just have sex and get wasted. See, I spent my whole life building this facade of neatness, but now that I know Jesus, I boast in my weakness. Because if grace is water, then the church should be an ocean. It's not a museum for good people, it's a hospital for the broken. Which means I don't have to hide my failure, I don't have to hide my sin. Because it doesn't depend on me, it depends on Him. See, because when I was God's enemy, and certainly not a fan, He looked down and said, I want that man. Which is why Jesus hated religion, and for it He called them fools. Don't you see, so much better than just following some rules? Now let me clarify. I love the church, I love the Bible, and yes, I believe in sin. But if Jesus came to your church, would they actually let Him in? See, remember, He was called a glutton and a drunkard by religious men. But the Son of God never supports self-righteousness, not now, not then. Now back to the point, one thing is vital to mention, how Jesus and religion are on opposite spectrums. See, one's the work of God, but one's a man-made invention. See, one is the cure, but the other's the infection. See, because religion says do, Jesus says done. Religion says slave, Jesus says son. Religion puts you in bondage while Jesus sets you free. Religion makes you blind, but Jesus makes you see. And that's why religion and Jesus are two different clans. Religion is man searching for God. Christianity is God searching for man. Which is why salvation is freely mine and forgiveness is my own. Not based on my merits, but Jesus' obedience alone. Because He took the crown of thorns and the blood dripped down His face. He took what we all deserved. I guess that's why you call it grace. And while being murdered, He yelled, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Because when He was dangling on that cross, He was thinking of you. And He absorbed all your sin and He buried it in the tomb, which is why I'm kneeling at the cross saying, come on, there's room. So for religion, no, I hate it. In fact, I literally resent it. Because when Jesus said, it is finished, I believe He meant it.
Yeah, actually, what we wanted to share with you guys today is just that sometimes when you say, you know, you're Christian, you go to church or so, people confuse it sometimes with being religious and just following some rules, some to-dos on a certain, you know, every week's basis. But there's so much more. We just want to make sure that you always keep in mind, hey, Jesus is love. He came down, helped people, loved people, and it's by grace and not by checking up, ticking a box or... What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think that the video really opened my mind of like how religion and Christianity are two different things.
Well, it kind of reminded me on something that happened on Friday. I got asked out to a party and they were drinking, they were smoking, and I said no. Was that the right thing to do?
How do you feel about it now?
I'm glad I didn't go, because I wouldn't be tempted, but, yeah.
Do you feel like they, do you know they have this religious perception of you? Did they make fun of you as a Christian?
Just because I follow, well, it's not because I follow rules, but because it's on my own behalf that I don't want to drink or smoke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because you know, don't need to do this in order to feel cool or, like, part of the group. Okay. So, I suggest we pray for you. Is there anything else, guys, you want to... Because I know exactly what you mean. I was once in school. and it's so hard to find the balance between, you know, living this life, knowing Jesus more and more, but then also, you know, not participating in everything they do, not joining them in drinking, but also, you know, be part of the group. So maybe we just pray for occasions that arise, and then you could... You know, just love them, just show them how Jesus is, instead of being this boring Christian who just, you know, never participates and never does anything. Because this is not how Jesus was, right? So He went to this wedding and, you know, created more wine. So, you know, he's different, and they would be surprised. Do you think? Pray for her? Right. Peter, could you pray? I like this in a place. I always pick people.
Lord, I just pray for Sophie that You could give her wisdom and vision in this situation. I pray that she can continue along the path that You set upon her, but enjoy her life the way it is. I pray that she can love people even though they've wronged her. I pray that she can, you can give her strength and courage to stand out as a Christian and shine your light in her situation, in her classroom. Amen.
Great. Good session, guys. Have a lovely Sunday and see you next week then, yeah?
Hey, what's wrong?
I got a very bad grade in my maths test. Why do you want to speak to me?
Well, don't you need help?
Yeah, but how are you going to help me?
Well, what's the hardest thing? What's the thing you found difficult?
Algebra.
Ah. Well, I can help you with that. Well, on Wednesdays I'm free. I can help you with the algebra.
But why would you help me? Especially what I've done to you on Friday.
Don't worry about Friday. That's in the past now.
What are you doing with her?
She's going to help me with my maths.
What about the party?
I'm not going anymore.
We'll have fun with her. Now Peter has a sermon to share.
Morning. Right, as we see from that play, there's a lot of strain on relationships there can be, and there's a lot of temptation, especially at our age. But through that play, we can see that although Baraka might have wronged Sophie, Sophie still has the courage, and she loves him enough, and she respects the relationship enough to still continue to help him, and that's a bit what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about relationships. Something so unavoidable, something like your mum, as soon as you're born, you're born into a relationship. Although you don't know each other at first, you learn to understand what one doesn't like and what one likes. Like, I know my mum doesn't like when I don't wash the dishes, or when my room's messy, and sometimes I don't like or having to wait for her, but in this relationship, it's a journey, so we're going somewhere together and we're learning on the way, and I'm understanding how we can move forward. And how I like to think of it is the journey is almost as important as the destination. But to have a good relationship is based on the main factor of love. Love that could be platonic or parental. And in the Bible, it talks about love being patient. Love is kind. Love doesn't keep scores. Patience and kindness is something that you're taught and something that you kind of develop. Like, you learn how to share your toys at nursery. You learn how to do those things. But as I said, when you grow with people, you grow with people in your life, you understand how much patience you need and how much kindness you should show and everything like that. And to move forward in the relationship, you need to gain more and more understanding of the other person so you can understand when you need patience, like when you're waiting. But keeping scores is also quite hard as well, because sometimes you're in a relationship and you kind of just, you know, move on with it, but you're still thinking about what that person has done. So Sophie could have still thought about the fact that Brackle was quite mean to her. But she just moved on. And Jesus said, it says in the Bible that you should love one another like Jesus loved you. Because that love is why we're free to be, we're free to live. Why Sophie's free to say no to go to that party. Why? And I think it's really important to understand that. And that's how you make better relationships. Also, the platonic relationship, at this age, I find it quite hard. You go to Sunday, and you go to church every Sunday, but in the week, sometimes you completely forget that you're still going to church on Sundays, and you do things, and you think, well, I really shouldn't have done that, and you just reflect, and it's really hard to do the right thing in that certain moment, but I think that's where the patience comes in and the kindness, because you understand what that person is feeling, and you can understand how to deal with it, and then how to do it gracefully and do it properly. Like sometimes
Well, I really like food, and I don't like when people take my food. So I think I ordered a pizza, and I'm with my friends. I asked them before, do you want a pizza as well? Both said no. Okay. 12 slices to me. Pizza comes. I go to the toilet. Come back. 2 slices gone. Right. I'm a little bit angry. What I should do is, okay, at least you're fed. It's cool. It's all right. But I wasn't very happy. I didn't speak to them for a little bit. But what I should have done, should have shown them kindness because I loved them enough. I loved them like Jesus loved me. Jesus sacrificed himself, so why can't I sacrifice 2 slices of pizza? So, yeah, Jesus loved me enough to sacrifice himself, so I should show them the love that he would have shown me. And sometimes I think that's the basis of every relationship, and you should always think about that in the back of your mind. Also, sometimes there's a lot of temptation to do the wrong thing. Like Sophie could have easily said yes and thought in herself that she's strong enough to say no to certain things when she's at the party. But I think having strength in yourself and just asking God for courage and strength and in situations, it helps so much. Like it's like Daniel went into the lion's den and he prayed. That was the most, I think that's one of the best stories, because I think prayer is so important. Like you can pray for these things. Like every morning me and my mum pray, and every morning I pray for my relationships, and I pray that they get stronger. I pray that we can build better links and we can expand our relationships, because they're just so important as we work so much better together. That's why God's put us all in families and put certain people in our life, because two are better than one. When one's cold, the other can keep it warm. I think you should never lose sight of that, and even though sometimes people in your life may annoy you, everyone's there for a reason. Like Mum always says when I'm in trouble, if God, you thought you were so perfect, he would have dropped you from heaven by yourself. Yeah, so I think that's very important. And what else was I going to say? Right. Actually, just to finish what I was saying about the patience and the kindness and how love is, love does not boast or love does not envy. I think we should carry that through our lives and just remember that. And I also remember how strong prayer is. Like, I remember a couple of years ago, I just felt angry all the time. And I didn't really pray by myself. This one time I prayed, I just prayed for calmness and control. And obviously it didn't just happen overnight, but I just gradually, I just felt a lot better. And I felt more calm. And then other things started improving. Like before, I wasn't doing fantastically in school. I was getting a lot of detentions, being a bit rude. Now, a lot calmer, more of a gentleman. But yeah, something happened, and it needed to happen. And the way that I love my mum, I can understand that she didn't like what I was doing to myself. So, and she had the patience to bear with me, to let me overcome this stage of anger by myself. And I eventually did it, and I felt so much better for it, and I felt like everything else was going better. I was getting along better with my brother. That doesn't really happen. And everything just felt better. So just to finish, short and hopefully sweet. The love is at the center of all relationships, and just remember whilst you're on this in your relationships, that long journey with a couple of bumps in the road, a couple of arguments where you diverge and then you come back to me again. It's so important not to lose sight of the end goal, and that you should, it's so important to get there and to stay calm, stay patient, stay kind. Thank you.
I'm going to say a closing prayer. Dear God, I pray that today's service really touched people, and I pray that people will take this service and be able to improve their relationships between one another, Lord. Amen. Thank you for watching.
Thanks a lot for paying attention. May I just have Peter, Isaac, Berica, Sophie, and Sally just real quick in front. Can we just give them another applause, please? Yeah. All their ideas, I think they really did great. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Just in case you would like to receive some prayer for certain things or so, just meet us in front or any from the group. We are happy to pray for you. And other than that, have a lovely Sunday.
Yeah, so, you know, I think that talk, thank you, Peter, for your great honesty. And Sophie, and you know, you've all really shared honestly, and I think that certainly touched my heart this morning. And I think it's always a challenge, relationships. And so, and this morning, as we were practicing, we were singing that song, Good, Good Father. And somehow it was just starting to break into our hearts as we were playing here this morning. And so I think it would be nice if maybe the musicians can come back up again and we can sing this song. And I just feel that the words of the chorus, you're a good, good father, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. And so, you know, let's just let these words sink into our hearts, because I think God wants to move all of us forward in our relationships. And if something comes to mind where you're really struggling in a relationship, then bring it to God and let God help you. If in your family, you know, children here today, if you find that it's hard to be friends with your brothers and sisters, then that's something that you can pray about together. You know, God cares about you whether you're small or whether you're big. And so let's all, even in families, take time. So maybe some of the mums and dads, you might want to get together with your children and say, let's all pray that God will help us to love each other more. And and then if you feel that you want prayer for another circumstance, then the teenagers are around. They're very happy to pray as well. So, so we'll stand or sit, whatever you feel.
Good morning and welcome to our youth service. Today's main message is about relationships between your family and your friends. I hope today's message will touch your heart.
Today we'll be having a play for you and a few sermons from Peter. Will you come up and do the announcements for us?
So I'm going to just do the notices now that we normally do a little bit later. And firstly, just to... Actually, Johnny's going to... Since Johnny's here, Johnny's going to tell us about the worship night, which is on this Friday. So this Friday... Johnny, come and tell us about... he's getting his notes together. Look, he's on his phone. Come and tell us about the worship night that we've got coming up.
Yep, so this Friday, 19th, we're gathering at Chalk Farm Baptist Church for a night of worship, and just to really focus on Jesus. So me and David and I will be leading the meeting, and we'll be meeting this afternoon to pray about the evening and pray about songs we do and mostly about our hearts. I read a quote this morning. It says, "The heart of worship is not music and song, but heads and hearts in joyful awe of the real Jesus." And we'd love it if you want to come to the evening, prepare your hearts beforehand. Don't turn up and be like, "Oh, here's some songs. Here's some songs." We want it to be a really special, sweet time of worship. So come along and prepare your hearts beforehand. Yep.
Johnny, thank you very much. So that's this Friday. Then week on Monday, there's something that David's organised for the guys. David Stern, where's David Stern? I can't see David Stern. No, he's there. Come on, David. David, come and tell us about what's happening a week on Monday, which is Monday the 22nd.
Well, it's going to be a time for the gentlemen to have some bowling time. No. Not this time. I think at the moment I've spoken to most of you, but I'll be coming around later on just to firm up and find out if you're definitely coming. So that will be next Monday, the 22nd of May. We're going to be meeting up at Nando's for a bite to eat if you want to come to that. But bowling starts at 8 o'clock at Hollywood Bowl, which is just a short walk from Nando's. So see me afterwards and we can talk some more. It will be £7.50 for the bowling. Paul?
Thanks very much. Now, in a couple of weeks' time, we're going to be celebrating the Fleet Festival. And the Fleet Festival is something which we've been doing now for about 5 years. We've been getting together with churches from in Kentish Town. And really on a Saturday, we've been advertising the goodness of God by doing all kinds of different things. Literally about 20, maybe 25 different events throughout Kentish Town running on the Saturday daytime. Really just to touch people that are not Christians, to advertise God's goodness and to do all kinds of different things. Now on that particular Saturday, can we have the next picture please up? There'll be different things happening on the 3rd. So which is about 3 Saturdays time. On the Oaxaca's, which is a Mexican food place, which is above Kentish Town Tube Station, Nick and those who want to help out at ECOS will be doing an English conversation on Saturday. English conversation on Saturday in Oaxaca's. The food in Oaxaca's, by the way, is amazing. It's brilliant. It's Mexican street food. It's awesome. And there'll be drinks and stuff like that. So it's going to be a great opportunity for people to come who maybe English isn't their first language. Good opportunity to meet and to chat, to talk. That's going to be on the Saturday. Also, at the same time, in Kentish Town Library, which is just next to the tube station, there's going to be two things happening. Firstly, our expert resident photographers, Bob and Vicky. Give them a big round, please, Bob and Vicky. Thank you very much. They are going to be doing a family photo shoot, and they need help, logistical help, welcoming families, processing the families, chatting to them, talking to them, but helping out with the whole process of that. And so that's going to be, there's two slots, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock and 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock. Obviously, it's a long time to stay from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock. So if you could give a hand for one of those slots, either the 2 hours, 11 to 1 or the 1 till 3, come and help Bob and Vicky. They would so appreciate it. Actually, it's a fantastic thing. People are so appreciate that for free, we're going to take the picture of their family and Bob and Vicky are going to give them an electronic copy and mail them a physical copy for free. They are so blessed. I'll tell you, people in Kentish Town, they think it's a Christmas has come early. And so come and help. Also, at the same time, in the same place, we've got Kids Crafts. And so last few years, we've been organising these kids' crafts, again in two slots, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. If you've got children, bring them along. They'd love it. If you've got children, bring them along. Because the crafts, we've got Michael from Chalk Farm, Joe's helping as well. It's a creative day from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock and 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Give us a hand with helping the kids. They love it. Also, at the same time, in the same place, we are hosting. In other words, we're meeting people. The parents stood there with nothing to do. Great to be able to talk. It's a great evangelistic opportunity to be able to talk to people and invite them. So again, if you like talking to people, if you feel that's a good thing, then it's a great opportunity. Also outside, the library will be handing out cakes, free cakes. We'll be advertising events, handing out balloons, helium balloons. It's a big party, really, all up and down Kentish Town High Street. And of all the 20, 25 events, these are the ones that we've got responsibility for as a church. So please, could you think on that day, can you give us 2 hours? One of those slots, do one of those things. There's something for everyone. Handing out cakes, talking to people, helping with the kids, helping with the photos, talking to people in ECOS. There's lots of opportunities. Think, what could we do? What could you do? Because it's just such a great, great opportunity to demonstrate we're Christians, we love you, this is for you. So that's going to be on that particular day. But bringing it more back to today, today's a special day because it's two people's birthday. And so we're going to ask Leon. Where's Leon? Leon, give Leon a big round. Well, well done. Come on down. Don't be shy. Where's Peter? Peter, eyes behind. Come on, give Peter a big round. Come on down here, please, guys. Come on down here. Now, it's lovely to be able, we're as God's church family, it's fantastic to be able to celebrate with these guys their birthdays. So I guess, Peter, you're 15, isn't that true? Fantastic! 15, isn't that wonderful, eh? Do you remember when you were 15? Do you remember it? Leon, is it an embarrassing question? How old?
20.
20? Oh, no, 21. 20, fantastic. He just forgot for 20, fantastic. Do you remember when you were 20? You mean no? In fact, if you put these two ages together and multiply it by two, it's probably sort of a fair of what some of us are here. Joe, you're not that old, I'm sure. We're going to sing Happy Birthday to the cakes are coming. Let's sing Happy Birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Peter and Liam.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, look at that. Fantastic, 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 fantastic. Fantastic. Listen, guys, let's stretch out our hands to bless these two. So let's just all stretch out our hands. We're going to pray, ask for God's blessing on this special day. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that every single person is special and important to you. Every single one. All that you have made in this world. And today we're celebrating with Peter and Leon the fact that you have given them these years of life. And Lord, we look forward to many, many more years, decades of living for you, serving you, walking with you, Lord. And so today we're praying for your richest blessing. We're praying, would you come today by the power of your Holy Spirit? Would you bless them? Would you strengthen them? Would you help them? And we want to commit these young men into your hands, praying that you take them and that you would work through them, use them for your kingdom. As God's people here today, we want to freshly bless them. We want to freshly thank you for them. And we want to ask, Lord, would you do amazing, wonderful things in their lives? Yes, God, we want to commit them back to you and pray, Lord, even in this year ahead, would they see you working in them and through them, touching many, many people. Yes. And so as God's people here, we bless them. And all God's people said, amen. 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 Well done, guys. Well done. Fantastic.
Before we worship, I would like to pray for the church. Dear God, I pray that today will touch everyone's heart, Lord. And I pray that they will be able to relate to the theme of today, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, can everybody stand for the worship, please?
Oh.